Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's time for our weekly Images of the Past segment. Joining us from the Journey Museum in Rapid City, we have Connor McMahon. He's Chief Curator, U.S. Department of the Interior, Indian Arts and Crafts Board. Connor, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
We're talking about artist Herman Red Elk today. Tell me something about him.
Well, Herman Red Elk is a fascinating artist. He was born on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation and is a member of the Yanktoni Band of Sioux Indians. From 1963 to 1964, he worked under the Indian Arts and Crafts Board at the Sioux Indian Museum on an extremely interesting project that involved researching and recreating some of the historic methods and designs of Plains Indian hide painting. And the piece featured on the blog post today is one of the hide paintings that he created while employed by the Indian Arts and Crafts Board on this research project.
So in the early to mid-60s, where was that art form at? Was it, what kind of research did he have to do to sort of figure out how to do the process and what had come before?
Certainly. Well, at that time period in the 1960s, to be honest, the art of hide painting was almost extinct. As you can imagine, with the loss of the bison in the late 19th century and the move of the Lakota people to the reservations, there was much less access to hides and the materials that they used to create these hide paintings. But in a remarkable display of adaptability, the Lakota artists really created a new art form, and they created ledger art. They transferred a lot of the traditional techniques and designs of hide paintings onto the new material of paper that Anglos brought with them to the Dakotas. But in the 1960s, artists started to look back at some of these older techniques, started to research some of the objects that were held in museums around the country. The Sioux Indian Museum here in Rapid City has one of the finest collection of Lakota art that can be found anywhere in the country. And so Mr. Red Elk started to look at some of the older hides from the late 1800s that were part of the John Anderson collection here at the Sioux Indian Museum, started to look at some of the old bone brushes and other tools that were used, some of the old paint samples, and then looked at the objects themselves as well as historical documents to begin to reconstruct and recreate those techniques and practices.
Hmm. And you can see some images here on our website right now, sdpb.org/images-of-the-past. Connor McMahon, tell us a little bit about the geometric design. What is it called, and you know, really, what does it mean in a bigger picture historically?
Certainly. Well, this design featured is called the Black War Bonnet design. It's one of about a half dozen or so geometric designs that were painted by Lakotas and are still being painted today in many cases since hide painting has undergone a renaissance in the last 40 years or so. This design is a man's robe, so only a man would have worn this particular design, although geometric robes such as this historically were almost always painted by women. This particular design is a stylized representation of an eagle feather headdress. That central circular design is meant to evoke the look of an eagle feather headdress or war bonnet when viewed from above. And so that particular design, as well as the combination of colors with the black and the red, is more or less a protective design. It conveys a sense of power to the wearer. The color black and red both represent power in Lakota tradition. And so this robe, in traditional beliefs, would have helped protect the wearer from death and given them strength and power.
And how would he have, painted it using the same tools and the same sort of, colors or styles that would have come from before him, or did he modernize the process?
No, actually, he created this piece using traditional techniques and materials. So the brushes, in this case, that would have been used were actually made out of bison bone. So unlike our traditional hair brushes that were used in Western European art, Lakota people made the tools for painting from the bison bone, and particularly they used the inner part of a bison leg bone, which is very spongy and porous and can absorb paint, and a single brush, a single piece of bone, would have a sharpened edge on one side that could be used to paint very fine lines and create the outlines of designs, and then that brush could be turned sideways and you had a very large, broad, flat surface that could be used to fill in fields of color.
So I'm wondering if the process and the techniques were, you know, really almost extinct or really dying down, and we just have about a minute left here, Connor, so hopefully this isn't too big of a question for that. But how did the artist sort of find out how it was done so that he could do it appropriately?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question, and it was really through a combination of techniques. One of the most important resources was actually through talking with Lakota elders. So Mr. Red Elk, as well as other employees of the Sioux Indian Museum and the Indian Arts and Crafts Board, were actively engaged in trying to do oral interviews and capture oral histories from Lakota elders who would remember some of these techniques and traditions. Also, by looking at old texts, looking at old notes from anthropologists, and as I mentioned earlier, by scouring museum collections across the country to find examples of these old hides as well as some of the old tools. We're very fortunate to have some of these pieces at the Sioux Indian Museum, both from the 19th century as well as some of Mr. Red Elk's recreations from the 1960s and 70s. There are only a few hundred hides remaining from the 18th and 19th century in museums all across the country.
Connor McMahon is Chief Curator, U.S. Department of the Interior, Indian Arts and Crafts Board. Connor, thank you so much. Come back again, please.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.